Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Welcome in on this Tuesday. How was everybody? Yeah.
That good.
We made it.
It's gloomy and It was raining. You know, here's the thing. If it's going to be this sad looking outside, at least rain. You know,
yeah,
at least
I
just
agree.
Pour.
Yeah.
Because
at least
this
get some
is,
benefit out of it.
Right.
Yeah.
This is just, it's like seeing somebody sad. Yeah. And just,
but won't just cry it out.
Yeah. Well, what's the matter? I don't know.
Yeah.
I just don't feel good. Okay. Yeah. Just tell me what's the matter. Tell me what your problem. I'm just kind of sad lately. Yeah. That's what the sky is right now. It is a teenager that refuses to discuss their feelings.
This is like going back to bed weather, quite frankly.
Yeah.
Which is what I tried to do for a little while this morning. I have like a little, there's like a little hour in there somewhere where I could go back to bed if I wanted to, which is also sometimes when the dog gets an extra long walk and the dog was not having it. Like I was laying in bed and the dog was just in my face, just sitting there like, you are not, whatever you think you're going to lay down and do right now.
Yeah.
I'm not going to allow that to happen. So we walked instead. The dog won.
That dog is like a cat. Like
really?
Yeah. Cats don't let me. When I had cats, it wouldn't let me sleep. It's one of the reasons I don't have them anymore.
Oh.
Refuse.
No, she is. Boy, this has been a fascinating process. We've not talked about Eclair here in a bit. But I'll talk about the adoption process here in a second because this has not gone the way that I thought. But she now, like at bedtime, which for us is early at like 7:30. She does that thing where she looks at me from the hallway and she goes and lays on the bed and she has her side of the bed and she puts her head on my pillow, literally like she's a human going to bed. And if I'm not into it, then she comes back out and she sighs and she lays on the couch with me until I'm ready to go. And then she stays in that position all night long, whatever position that's in. And she snores a little bit, but it's not that loud, but she stays on that, consumes that much of the bed as much as she possibly can. Otherwise, you heard her bark on the air yesterday because I, out back, I have a pergola. Does that mean something to you, pergola?
I know pergolas.
Okay, not everybody knows what a pergola is. It's like a cover for your back. Yep. It's like a portable little nice area that you can put over your back.
They started putting, it's a big thing where people are now putting solar panels on them.
Oh, really?
Because the whole point of them is to catch the sun.
Yeah.
And to block the sun if you have like, you know, a backyard area or a pool.
Yeah.
A lot of people have them around pools.
So I have a canvas cover on mine because I want to block the sun if I'm sitting outside. And there's a gap between the pergola and the back door. And it was pouring down rain yesterday. And I thought, well, she'll just deal with it. She'll sit under the canvas. No, that's when she was barking nonstop because she was by the back door and didn't want to go back under the canvas to stay dry. She just wanted in the house. She gets her way, whatever. But the adoption process has been fascinating. So I've had this dog for a little over a month, 5 weeks now. And it's amazing to me how many people will express interest and then not follow up on it. Like they'll email, you have to go through KC Pet Project's website, you email, they forward that email to me and then we coordinate. And credit to KC Pet Project for giving fosters a lot of leeway and kind of feeling it out and knowing who's a good fit. So we met an adopter on Sunday and this guy was into it. He was almost to the point where I'm like, you're being a little too eager. But he emailed me a bunch and was like, here's why I love that. I'm going to get this dog and I can't wait. And like, maybe I'll take her home the same day and all this. It's to the point that I was a little like, and I just had a bad feeling about it. I just didn't. So we met at Berkeley Riverfront Park 2 weeks ago because I had family here over the weekend. So last Sunday. And I took a girlfriend with me because this felt a little, I just had a weird feeling about it. Okay. So I took a girlfriend with me, right? Because Smarco 101. And he's into it and they're bonding and they're, and I'm like, oh, well, of course this guy's going to take this dog. And I was sad about it. Like I was, right. I was going through the emotions about how this guy is going to get the dog. And I had just a weird, I just had my little spidey sense went up. And so, and he texted me and like, I can't wait to come meet the dog again. And I texted him back a few days later with a couple of questions that I had for him, including an inconsistency in his story. That wasn't a big deal, mm-hmm. but it stood out to me.
Okay.
And I asked him about it. It was as simple as in an email he said, because I started asking, like, do you work from home? Do you work out of the house? How long are you out of the house? That kind of stuff. And he said, I work from home, so I'll be there all the time. Okay. Well, in person, he told me that he recently was laid off from his job. Took a government buyout and was recently laid off from his job.
Maybe he has a side job he does at home.
And absolutely. And then just recently bought a house.
Mm-hmm.
But some of this just wasn't, it was just weird to me. Just some of this wasn't adding up. And I just, my gut said that I don't have a feeling about this, but I don't have a good reason to say no.
Right.
Like logically this makes sense. He, you know, every other reason, this is just my emotions talking. I don't have a good reason to say no. Sure enough. When I followed up after not hearing from him for a couple of days, now I have emails from a couple of other people. Sure enough, I texted him yesterday and said, hey, just check in to see if you're still interested here. I'm getting interest from other people. He texted me back right away and said, I've decided it's not a good fit. Trust your gut, people.
So wait,
trust your gut.
Because there was some inconsistency with his story. And you I didn't just, have a good feeling. And
I
then
just,
was the good feeling that he wasn't going to follow through, though, or the good feeling or the bad feeling? I mean, that he wasn't going to follow through, or was the bad feeling that he was lying to you for some
reason? Like doing it impulsively, maybe. That's my fear always, is that people are doing it impulsively and they're not realizing that this is a 5-year-old dog that you're going to have for 10 years. And I don't want you to bring her back to Casey Pet Project. I don't, you know. And so I always want to feel out kind of like, are you prepared for everything that comes with owning a dog?
I can't decide if you're the best kind of person to be doing this or the worst.
Or the worst, I don't know.
Because your, you know, journalistic background,
yes,
and the attention or craving of details.
Yes.
And the fact that we do this and you're exposed to so much.
And a problem solver and like right, want to make the perfect decision.
Right.
And I'm bonding with this dog.
Overthinker.
And, yes.
That it's going to be like, because the red flag was like, well, he said he worked from home, but now he's not working. That's not that big
the
of a red flag.
The red flag is that he was pushing a little too hard, I think. And I'll be honest, I also, and I told you this earlier.
He was too eager. But then what would it be if there's somebody who was like, I don't know, sure, like I'd like to get a dog.
But this is also why I took somebody with me. I took a girlfriend of mine with me who is not at all like me.
Mm-hmm.
She's a doctor. She is logical. She is practical. She is not an overthinker. She is all about the facts. And when we left that meeting with them, I thought, okay, I feel better about this. And she said, yeah, this is a good fit.
Yeah.
This is your, I hope you feel better about it. But then somewhere in the end, I was right. And so I just felt like I couldn't find him anywhere online, which I know you said, I know not everybody has social media.
Yeah.
But this is a relatively young guy, like late 20s, probably maybe 30. You have a presence online somewhere. If I Google
your name, it's a little weird.
Something should come up somewhere, and it didn't. And mm-hmm. There was just something about that I'm like, oh, I don't have a good reason to say no, but I'm not, the fact that this did not work out.
Right.
So now we move on.
You need to adopt the dog.
We have two others. Mm-hmm. Here's why I'm not adopting the dog. Because of everything I just said about like being prepared for long-term commitment and all that kind of thing. And this is not the right time for me.
Okay.
This is not the right time for me. But this is a really amazing dog. Like this is the perfect, if I were going to adopt a dog, so I'm being pickier about who this dog goes
right.
to.
Because you want to make sure that they go to Somebody like me.
I want them to go
basically,
to someone like me.
We need Jamie, spelled without a Y.
Yes.
Montatelli.
Yes.
To come in and get the dog.
I need it to be somebody like me who, you know, works out of the house, but is only gone for 5 or 6 hours at a time. Because that's become a big point of contention is how long can the dog be left alone? Can the dog be left alone for 12 hours? Somebody asked me. I'm like, no. And even like the American Kennel Club tells you that 8 hours is the most you're supposed to leave them. And you're telling me by the look on your face that you've done that.
Totally done that lots of times.
But
maybe you're not supposed to do it. I've done it.
And she's probably, Claire would probably be fine, but that's a long time to leave her alone.
I mean, it wasn't just after we just got him. It wasn't like when he's a puppy, but it was like we took day trips when we were in New England and we would go and then come back and leave early in the morning and come back around midnight. He was fine.
I would reject you.
Would have
possible
with
Austin. Yeah, if you told me that.
Yeah, but I think the thing is, you're going to reject so many people because you care about this dog.
Yes, I do.
And as far as like the perfect time for stuff, that's pretty much true of everything in life. Like there's never a perfect time to adopt a dog. We got our dog, honestly. Because Henry was like, I want a dog. And I was like, yeah, your mom's not going to let us get a dog, but let's go look at one. Maybe we can find one she will give into. And then I just ended up getting it because I'm an idiot. So that's pretty much how, and that's honestly how most people, things are slightly impulsive. Like,
Me deciding to foster a dog was very impulsive in the first place.
Right.
Let me tell you, I didn't know anything. Mm-hmm. I think this dog is like ready made. You know, this dog is trained and perfect in every way and sweet and kind. And I also know my emotions are playing in, but I'm not adopting her. Here's the other thing too, is that I've been involved with this now, like for 6 months. And I look at the reasons why dogs end up in shelters. And unfortunately I'm online too much about it. And just the number of people that, for a variety of reasons, just decide they don't want their dog anymore. Like they moved and they can't take the dog. I've been exposed to too much of that suckiness of people that I'm trying to make sure that doesn't happen. I don't want somebody to take that dog back because, whatever thing we didn't plan on. And so now we just take her back. Also, let me give my little PSA for the moment. For the love, everybody microchip your pets and update the information on it. Because again, I look at all these records and the number of people that post online that they have lost their dog. And then they'll say dog has no collar and no microchip. There is money and expense associated with owning a pet. And one of those expenses is getting your dog microchipped. For the love, at least put a collar on them with a phone number or an email to reach you. Like it's like you don't care if they're
that
lost.
That dog that keeps getting out of my neighborhood, the little white dog, doesn't have a collar or anything. I'm like, are you trying to get rid of this dog?
Do you not care if it gets lost?
Would Casey Pet Project or Wayside Waifs not take them? You're just like, you know what? This thing yaps too much. It's annoying. Keeps biting my ankles. From the text line, a lot of people are upset about
people are mad at me.
No. Oh. People are more on tilt, as the kids might say, about the whole you can't leave a dog alone for more than 8 hours. Like, basically, I do that every single day.
I don't.
Yeah. That it's impossible. Almost everybody works 8 hours. Not everybody can work from home. I don't know. I mean, I when we did it, it was well more than 12 hours, I think. It wasn't like we left the dog totally by himself. He was in the house by himself, but they had somebody come over and
so that's
let
different.
Him out. And
that's
he was fine.
Different.
And one time we didn't, though, to be fair. Mm-hmm. One time we didn't, and it was also fine. Like he went out, he could go outside, he could pee, come back in, he was fine.
He could go outside on his own?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
So that's different too. Is it most people don't
have a dog
that set up? Oh yeah, if they have a way to get outside and do their, but don't. Yeah, I mean, I don't like that. This is a very, Eclair is a very. She's not a social dog, but she's very attached to her person, and so to leave her alone for 12 hours, that would just break my heart.
From the text line, adopt the dog. We will start a hashtag Jamie needs to adopt the dog campaign. It's from somebody named Sam.
Who is going to voluntarily take the dog while I go on big trips and so that I don't have to pay for it?
Sam Stevie texted that.
Oh, thanks, Sam.
Yeah.
Sam, can I bring the dog to your house then?
Yeah. Then
when I'm gone on stuff?
He would probably do that.
If you're if you're suggesting it.
Yeah, Sam seems like he would be a really good
volunteer.
Like, dog.
And he doesn't live that far away from me.
Yeah. Like, so, hey, girl. Hey, Claire, how are you doing?
She's a looker. She's cute. So.
Yes, this isn't some ugly dog, guys.
No, she's cute.
This is one of the most beautiful. This dog can model.
Listen, there are a ton of pictures of her up on my Instagram because that's all I post about now because I'm that person now. And so if she sounds like a good fit.
Yeah.
Go check her out. 12 hours is a long time. If there's a way for them to get outside and do their business, that's different. If you're having someone come and check on them, that's different. Also, my understanding is that if it's an older dog, like the older the dog is, the better their bladder is and longer they can hold it. So, but then there comes a point where they're so old that then you got to look at it a different way. So anyway,
all right,
we continue the saga.
We have yet another new county executive for Jackson County. It's been it was Kay Barnes, but that could only last for 30 days.
Yes.
And they replaced her pretty quick. Phil Lavota
at least he's an attorney.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it seems like a good guy.
Sure.
At least it's not Daron McGee, apparently.
Because he bailed.
He bailed
on it.
There
was
some personal issues with him as well.
Yeah.
We'll talk about what that means for you in Jackson County coming up in just a few minutes on Midday.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
All right. Well, at least he's a lawyer. He used to work in the Jackson County Prosecutor's Office. His name is Phil Lavota, and the Jackson County Legislature has named him the new interim county executive. This is the one that will fill out the rest of Frank White Jr.'s term, which is up for a vote in November of next year. So, yay.
Yay. It's over.
Yeah.
Until next year. Well, the year after next, January 2027. Or the voting is in 26, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
January 2027 he'll keep that job until he wrote a book. This is, I'm on his LinkedIn page just because I was just curious about other stuff about him. He has a book called His Name Was Murder. It's hisnamewasmurder.com. Tells the story of five different homicide cases from Kansas City as told by the prosecutor who handled the cases himself, Phil Lavota. Oh, that's interesting.
Neat.
I would be curious about that. But he was an assistant prosecuting attorney in the Jackson County Prosecuting Attorney's Office from 1996 until 2006. He also was quite vocal in the effort for Frank White to be recalled.
Yes.
That was where the name started to come out.
Yeah, that's, I mean, I don't pay a lot outside of the show. I don't pay a lot of attention to the Jackson County executive, but that's where I know him from. And that's, it's good. I mean, it also, again, and I've said this before, all the hand wringing over who was going to take this job. And it seems like they took the, I don't know, the best possible pick, but certainly not the dire straits of like, oh, Daron McGee or Manny Ibarra or any of these guys that have some personal issues going on.
Yeah.
Phil seems up and up. I like that in his application, he listed the following as his top three priorities for Jackson County. Address the tax assessment debacle with new policies and input from citizens.
That's his number one. That's what he has said over and over. He said, be ready for some relief from the tax assessments.
Establish confidence, trust, and integrity in county government by effective leadership and collaboration.
Okay.
And work with the legislature and others to immediately address pressing issues like stadiums, budget, new jail, etc. The new jail is a thing you don't hear about a lot, but that is something that definitely needs to be worked on. I'm sure it'll become a bigger topic over the next year or so. But
yeah, interesting that he didn't put the stadiums as a separate priority of its own.
Yeah, I mean,
it's telling a little bit to
me. I think that if you were the new Jackson County executive, how would you rank those?
Well, I mean,
would you separate the same? Because I wouldn't.
Here's the thing. The application, you're trying to get the job, right?
Yeah.
So it's, I would put on there whatever you think is going to get you the job. And tax relief absolutely is figuring out the tax assessments is absolutely number one. But I think the stadiums, given how much money is on the table with that, would be number two. And I'd leave, to me, it's a given that you're going to try to build trust and that you're going to try to work with legislators and stuff. Like, don't waste one of your priorities on something that is kind of the job anyway.
Guys, all of the hands, they'll be shaken.
Yeah. I mean,
all of the babies
will be held.
Kissed.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, unless that's not okay anyway, I'll hold them and I'll take pictures. I'll do selfies. Sure.
He'll hand bump them.
I wouldn't separate the stadium, the budget, the new jail. And the only reason why is because I don't think that is a priority for Jackson County voters is keeping the stadium here. I just, if it was, they would have voted for the sales tax that would have kept it here.
Bad timing.
It's bad timing.
Really bad timing.
Nobody thinks that they're going to go. You know, the problem is too, is like where they're at right now with the Truman Sports Complex is not exactly like the crown jewel of the city.
No, like not at all.
I would assume even Jackson County voters would go like, yeah, you know what? It might be better if it is in KCK or, you know, by the Legends or in South Overland Park or wherever they might put it if it goes to Kansas. I could see a lot of people thinking that because, look, I love Arrowhead. I love the tailgate. I love the experience of going there. But it's not the most picturesque place, and it feels like they've just really dropped the ball on building anything up around it. And having a new stadium or whatever they're planning on doing in Jackson County is just not going to make any difference.
To be fair, I think, and if you are listening and you want to tell me that I'm flat out wrong, that's fine. But my impression of how this has gone is that, again, it's just not a great part of town.
Yeah,
you can't force businesses to locate there. You can incentivize it a little bit, but you can't force them to locate there. And they don't want to because it's not a great part of town. I also think with football, because that is such an all-day consuming thing, you tailgate first. You know, you go out and you hang out first. And because a lot of the games tend to be like 3 p.m. or 7 p.m., I don't know that you're going to necessarily go out after on a Sunday night or Monday night. So I don't know if for Arrowhead, if for Chiefs games, you care if all that's around there. I do think you care if it's the Royals. And that's where I think that we got to remember, and I know you weren't back in town yet, but when this whole thing started 2 years ago, when we first started talking about this, it was never about the Chiefs leaving.
Right.
It was completely about the Royals. It was never, the Chiefs were, that wasn't even a part of the conversation, except for that some of that tax money is tied to Arrowhead. But they were just going to renovate Arrowhead Stadium. They were never going to leave. And then suddenly Arrowhead became a part of the conversation. Suddenly Kansas has got gambling money set aside for a major sports franchise. And now suddenly everything's on the table.
And Missouri has gambling, but is dragging their feet as long as possible.
Man, we're holding that off for as long as we possibly can.
Yeah. The other problem you have with football is even after the game and stuff like that is that it's only eight to 10 games a year.
Right.
And that's with when the Chiefs are as good as they are.
Right.
And it's only about 8 to 10 home games a year. So it's not going to, and then coming up, we'll be losing. I think next year they're going to be playing another home game internationally.
Right.
So we're going to lose that game, and it's dicey. So building stuff up around it is not a terrible idea, because you're always going to have people coming out there, especially with the Royals out there. But the problem is there's nothing to even try. Like there's no, people don't feel safe.
That's the thing.
After a game in that area. It's not right. Like you're going to the Denny's or something like that.
You can incentivize it, but it doesn't matter. Right. People aren't going to hang out there.
Whereas I keep using this as a reference because it's where I lived in Gillette and Foxborough. That's way out in the middle of out almost beyond the suburbs and exoburbs. And it feels safe. It doesn't, you go out there for other stuff too. They have like a Christmas light show and things like that. There's just nothing at Arrowhead outside, or Kauffman, outside of the teams playing there.
That's why it was going to be a downtown stadium. That's why John Sherman always said downtown stadium.
Yeah. I will stick by my, I have nothing to base this on other than vibes. I think they're going to end up with the Royals downtown and the Chiefs in North Johnson County or something, or somewhere in Kansas. Because I feel like having a downtown stadium for baseball is more important than having it for football, obviously. Mm-hmm. But also just having, a nice area to build up around the Chiefs stadium. Here's my question, and maybe this is something the text line can answer, because neither of us obviously were even alive when this happened. When the Truman Sports Complex was built, was that a nice area? All of this time has it not improved? Did it get worse? Like, what happened? Why? Because it's just crazy to me that it's been this kind of known quantity. When I hear other reporters or I hear people who cover the Chiefs or the Royals come into town, they're like, oh, what's there to do? And it's like, nothing. Get the hell out.
Well, and they always ask, what hotel should I stay in by the stadium? None. Yeah. You're going to go west.
When other fans come in, they know, nope, you just get the hell out. You go to the game and then you just drive as far away from the stadium as possible. And I just, when did that happen? Or has it always been bad?
Yeah, that's a very good question that somebody will have to help us out with.
Yeah, you just texted it 913-586-7798. As we move on, a Blue Valley teacher.
Oh boy.
Is in trouble for, quote, showing a student with special needs dignity. The school board has voted to terminate this kindergarten teacher with more than 25 years of experience. They decided to do that Monday night. We'll talk about it next on Midday.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at Autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
So,
I hate this next story.
Okay.
Oh yeah, we were getting texts on.
Yeah. How bad has it been around the stadiums? It's a little bit of a mixed bag. Some people saying it's that. I don't know why people are so afraid of that area. If they would just build businesses around the area, it wouldn't be so bad. Yeah, the reason they don't want to build businesses is because it's a high crime area.
Yeah.
I mean, we did have the story just a couple months ago that Andy Reid was almost killed in his office when a stray bullet just happened to go through the window. And nobody apparently thinks that it was an assassination attempt or something. People are just like, yeah, people just shoot their guns randomly from the highway. They think it was shot from the highway near the building that faces it. So they had to put a bulletproof glass. If it's so safe, then why are you having to put bulletproof glass around Andy Reid? And other people saying that the reason, and several people texted this in, the reason the area was bad is it was fine until the factories left.
Okay.
And the stadium's literally built on the old General Motors Leeds assembly plant. So that makes sense.
I also don't know. I mean, if you were to try to reimagine that area in a way where you could create like kind of a little mini downtown, you know, a little mini, you need, the problem is that it's interstate and you have major high traffic roads, right? You need, what would be appealing is to have sort of like downtown Overland Park does. I mean, just kind of a mini downtown. You need, you know, four square blocks of restaurants or maybe a little more, you know, of bars and restaurants and that kind of thing where you could walk from the stadiums where your cars are already parked, maybe over to wherever that is.
Yeah.
So that it's all this contained area. And I just don't know where you would do that.
Where people would feel safe. Like you would have to almost section that part off and make that part of the parking lot, which I've seen some stadiums have kind of done that where it's like you pay to get in and then all the shopping and everything around there and you just pay more during the games.
That's an interesting idea. I mean, I don't know what the precedent is for that, but if that's like where Arrowhead, as if they want to put the money into this. But if there could be on the other side of the stadiums, Arrowhead creates Arrowhead Street.
Hypothetically,
you know?
Say Kauffman leaves either that it moves downtown, then you could take that area where Kauffman is and turn that into, you know, demolish the stadium and then turn it into some kind of shopping complex or restaurant, all that stuff. Sure. The problem is tailgating is such a major part of our culture because there's nothing else out there.
Right.
Tailgating is such a major part of our culture that you would have hell on your hands convincing people, hey, no, this is what we're going to do. We're going to get rid of a bunch of area that you could use for tailgating or have been using for tailgating. That section that you and your family have had for 20 years. Guess what? Going away because we need to put in a, I don't know, Fuddruckers. Is that even a restaurant anymore?
I don't know.
I just used the most ridiculous name I could.
My understanding, and I have not updated this in a while in my head, but my understanding is that the Chiefs then, if the Royals leave, the Chiefs are going to build a new stadium where Kauffman Stadium is.
Right.
And then they could tear down the old Arrowhead, and I don't know what they would do with that. They've talked about using that as a practice facility, but they have that somewhere else, so maybe they don't need that.
Right.
But you're going to have a big plot of land there
that you can do
unused.
Stuff with.
Yeah.
Right. That's an idea. Just throwing them out. Listen, John Dorsey.
Yeah.
Pay attention to us.
That's the way to do it. I don't know what all that money is coming from, but have Arrowhead create Arrowhead land. You know, it's four streets, 16 square blocks of stuff.
Yeah.
And you pay an entrance fee, maybe. Maybe there's a cover charge to get in. And then you pay for whatever else you're going to do.
I know we teased the Blue Valley story, but we got too far into this. Yeah, we can do it later. We're going to do it at 11. Because I wanted to throw this out there. There's this new thing, Destination KCK is being built.
Mattel Adventure Park.
It's going to be in Bonner Springs. Does that make it... I know that it's weird to always connect this dot and to... We kind of make the stadium talk our home star or North Star on this show sometimes. But does that affect the stadiums at all? Like, because they're using Star Bonds to build it, right?
I'm looking very quickly because
there's going to be like Barbie Land and all this stuff. But does that make it more of a destination now that, well, we'll put Arrowhead there too, or we'll put Arrowhead 2 there too?
Okay, so I need to look and see exactly where in Bonner Springs this is going.
Yeah.
And I don't have that address next to me.
Sorry, I just sprung that on
you. Oh, no, that's okay. So last year they adopted an ordinance creating the 118th in state. Okay, I just need to look and see exactly where that is. Star Bond District. Here's my dumb question. Are all Star Bonds state? Are those all state issued?
I think they have to be.
Is that okay? I don't know if a county can do them, but
I've only heard of them with states.
So then it's a question of how much in Star Bond money is available.
Right.
And yeah, I mean, you're right. I mean, there's a limited amount of money till, you know.
Yeah, because that's not, I mean, that's just off 435.
That's 118th in state. Yeah, that wouldn't be that far.
Yeah. So
from
what you mean,
and this wouldn't open until October of 2030. Man, the timeline is exactly the same.
Yep.
Because that's almost exactly when the leases end.
I mean, again, I hate to make everything about the stadiums and everything, but it's right by Kansas Speedway.
Yeah.
Where this destination KCK is going to be built.
But that could make it more appealing. I mean, you have another thing
to build
up the area to go out there.
Now you don't even need to worry about building malls and restaurants around a new stadium because there already will be stuff there.
And this is already a cool thing. This is a different kind of thing.
Yeah.
This sounds like fun.
It does. Hold on. Let's go to Brenda, and then we'll go back to talking about Destination KCK real quick. Brenda and OP, you wanted to talk about why that area around Truman Sports Complex has always been kind of bad.
Well, it's not so much as that it's always been bad. It started back in the 60s and 70s going downhill. My mother grew up over there and it was top notch then, but when I went to school there, it was starting to go downhill. But the stadiums were not built on the GM Leeds plant property.
Oh, okay.
That plant did not close for pretty much 20 years after the stadiums were built. I watched them build them.
Okay.
My husband lived right behind them.
I'm assuming the texter was right when they said that the plant closing definitely affected that area.
Yes.
Yeah.
There was another plant there. Weld Wheels had moved over there, too.
Yeah.
But, of course, after all of the Weld brothers passed away, it pretty much shut down.
Right. So there you go. That's the story of America. Thanks. Brenda, is an area is nice, then the factory closes and everybody moves away. All right, so back to the Destination KCK thing. This it's an agreement that was approved in Bonner Springs. It's going to be using Star Bonds.
$175 million in Star Bonds.
To build this. It does sound really cool because they're going to have like Barbie Land for girls, Hot Wheels Land for boys, and you know, that seems like a
dual zip lines.
Yeah.
A 10-acre man-made lakefront boat rentals. It's also cool because we don't have anything like it here.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's nothing like that exists.
Worlds of Fun.
On this but not
in Kansas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this is less of an amusement park I don't see a Ferris wheel.
So It's the, I didn't know this. This is the second Mattel Adventure Park from Mattel and Epic Resort Destinations. The companies have a second theme park in Glendale, Arizona. So, yeah. Okay.
So this would only be the second one.
The second one of these, yeah.
Do you remember, we can look this up, how much money in star bonds the stadiums we're going to need? It's a lot more than $175 million.
Yeah, this is only $157 million.
I have $500 million in my head. I don't know if that's anywhere close to correct.
But Mattel, or whoever this is pitching in a lot because it's estimated to cost $539
million. Yeah.
So at least they're doing that. I can't remember.
I have to look it up. I can't remember.
It was well over $1 billion.
Okay.
If it was like, if you couldn't,
so this
you know?
Is not a ton compared to.
No, I was going to talk about the Battery in Atlanta as it's where the Braves play.
Yeah.
If you look at it, it is a entertainment complex that when the Braves built their stadium, it's called the Battery. I don't know why it's called that, but it is it's like a special district sort of north west of Atlanta. So it's almost like in a suburb. It's outside the actual city, but that's where the Braves play. And there's a whole shopping district. There's a bunch of restaurants out there. And the reason I keep coming back to that is when John Sherman was a part owner of the Cleveland then Indians, and then he had to sell that in order to buy the Royals. If you look at where Cleveland now Guardians play, they play inside of actual Cleveland. He always referred back to the Battery in Atlanta as something that he wanted as sort of like this special baseball district where it was the Royals play and sort of a whole complex around it. And he wanted to squish those two ideas together where you have the Royals play in a downtown area and this special district that's around it that sort of lives around baseball for 365 days a year.
Okay.
And so that's what the Royals are seeking, is sort of a combination of the two.
They want something that is right. And I look, maybe back in the 60s when Truman Sports Complex was proposed and when they went with it, it seemed like a good idea.
Well, it was a good idea because if you know at the time, it was
right.
Cities were doing what they did in Oakland with the Oakland Coliseum.
I was going to say it was one team sharing.
Yeah, it
one
was
stadium.
A unique idea to have both teams play within the same complex. So it was a unique idea
because
at the
football
time.
Was not that big.
Right.
Back then
it was baseball. Baseball was baseball. The thing.
All right. 913-586-7798. We'll get into more on this amusement park that's being built in KCK. And how does that affect whether or not maybe the Chiefs or the Royals go out there? That's next on Midday.
So we're getting a new fun thing.
Hey.
This is going to be Mattel Adventure Park. This was first announced like maybe a year ago. That was when the Bonner Springs City Council initially started talking about creating the ordinance to adopt the Star Bond District, and that would help cover some of the financing. But it looks like it's on the way. They unanimously approved a development agreement between the city and the developer behind Mattel Adventure Park. Vertical construction has to start by October 2027, and the project substantially completed by October of 2030. The park must be open no later than May of 2031. We were looking at financing. And I'm trying to give myself a crash course in star bonds, but it would include $175 million in star bonds. Total budget for the park is $540 million. Preliminary sales projections estimate over $191 million in annual sales. I was trying to figure out if there is a set limit to how much the state of Kansas will allow for star bonds every year. And I don't see it. They seem to make, because I've got a map of like all the star bonds that have been issued in the state of Kansas in the last 10 years. Mm-hmm. And they seem to base it on, they will issue star bonds if the project will generate the revenue to pay them back based on sales taxes and tourism taxes and all that kind of thing. And there are also all kinds of requirements about whether you can be approved, like 20% of your tourists have to come from outside this area or outside of 100 miles and things like that, because that means they're going to stay in hotels,
right?
And then they're going to generate revenue that way. And it doesn't require a public vote, which is why we like star bonds.
That's why we like star bonds. Because the idea is it's going to come from sales tax and revenue. So,
yeah.
And the it is also a way of getting a more effective way, I think, of getting money back from the businesses that you're helping build their stuff, because they have to pay the bonds back instead of just being like, yep, we'll just give you, we're raising more money and we'll just give it to you.
Right.
There you go. So there we go. Whether or not this affects the Chiefs moving or the Royals moving, I don't know.
I doubt it.
It just seems like KCK, that area by the Speedway is going to be pretty neat area.
Yeah. Enjoy that gambling money. That's what's building all of a sudden yeah. They've got it. So spend it.
All right. Coming up, speaking of things on the Kansas side, Blue Valley fired a teacher for, quote, being too nice. What actually happened here? We'll talk about that next on Midday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.